With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A number of attacks on American forces across the Middle East in the past month. So far, no deaths until today, that is. President Biden has announced this morning that a trio of American servicemen were killed and many more were wounded in a drone strike in Jordan. He is attributing it to Iran-backed militia groups and says they will be held accountable. House Republicans have released two articles of impeachment this morning against Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. They're going to try and kick him off the cabinet over his failure to manage the southern border. President Biden publicly pushing Congress to support a bipartisan Senate deal on the border.
The president has weighed in on proposed legislation that he said would be the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border ever. He also pledged to use a new emergency authority to shut down the border as soon as he could sign it into law. But House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested the compromise could be dead on arrival in his chamber.
After finding out that members of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees were involved in the Hamas attack, many countries have stopped sending money.
The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, said it has fired a number of its staffers in Gaza, suspected of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. Relations prompted the United States, Britain, Italy, Finland, Australia, and Canada to temporarily halt their funding. Van Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary-General, said appropriate action will be taken against anyone found guilty, but said innocent Palestinian civilians will die if they do not receive much-needed aid. The U.S. State Department said there were allegations against 12 employees. I'm Karen Shamas.
And the North Korean military has fired several cruise missiles over the ocean again today. This is SRN News. The Dallas-based T.D. Jakes Foundation was a vision of longtime pastor T.D. Jakes, who established the foundation to help lift children in underserved communities into what he hoped would be life-changing experiences. The foundation is composed of successful business leaders who have demonstrated a passion for creating a culture of inclusion. Former Wells Fargo Bank executive Kelly Cornish is the foundation's president and CEO.
If you expose kids to engineering, the sciences, rockets, things that they normally as a community would not gravitate to, then the hope is that there will be a pull through. They'll go to college, they'll come out and get that job. And these are the jobs in AI and all of the technologies that we talk about can literally change the trajectory of their families.
Cornish adds the T.D. Jakes Foundation is closing the opportunity gap for the next generation in underrepresented communities. More details at tdjfoundation.org. This is SRN News. A stolen painting has been returned to its owners.
An 18th century British painting stolen by mobsters in 1969 has been returned more than a half century later to the family that bought the painting during the Great Depression. The Schoolmistress by John Opie is the sister painting of a similar work housed in the Tate Britain Art Gallery in London. FBI's Salt Lake City field office announced Friday that it was returned to the son of a New Jersey doctor who originally bought it for $7,500. Opie was a British historical and portrait painter who portrayed many people, including British royals. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 28th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Alan Alda. He is 88 years old. Evangelical pastor Rick Warren is marking his 70th birthday today. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett is 52. This is SRN News.